ओम शांति, ओम शांति। मेरा बाबा, मेरा बाबा, द सोल सिंग्स दिस सॉन्ग, द हार्ट सिंग्स दिस सॉन्ग, एंड येट बाबा इज अगेन एंड अगेन सेइंग यू हैव फॉरगॉटन मी, यू हैव फॉरगॉटन मी, एंड वी थिंक दैट वी आर रिमेम्बरिंग अ लॉट। सो मेनी सॉन्ग्स आर कंपोज्ड, so much service is being done, and everyone is my baba saying. He doesn't complain, but he reminds us. That means we have forgotten. Why is he reminding us again and again? Because it's a remembrance. Is the relationship. Connection with one way or another. And relationship means exchange. Exchange means, of course, give and take, offer and receive. Different ways of communication, giving and taking. So we have remembrance of what we had received, but we have forgotten who has given us this. Most of the time it is, he is also saying, remember your inheritance, and by remembering inheritance you will remember me. You will automatically remember me. And inheritance is not for the future. It is, inheritance is at the present time. What is Baba giving me now? Because now he has adopted me. Now I am aware I am his child. And what he is giving at present time, his personal prosperity, that as soon as we come, as Baba says, the child is born, inheritance is birthright. So the moment we become aware that I am a soul, the first day when this realization is there, I am a soul, the happiness that the soul experiences, the freedom we experience, love that automatically emerges from the heart, and that achievement, it is just like a birth. The moment the birth is there, in other ways, others know that it is, this is the property in the Laukik way, others know that child is an heir. The child himself is not aware. Gradually this awareness is given. But here the soul experiences this awareness. And that's why we complain time to time that when I came, many of us realized that when we were new, a lot of happiness, so much joy, yoga was natural, remembrance was very easy. And now it is not so easy. I think almost all of us, a time has been, now perhaps not when we have become mature, right, but a time comes in between where this question everyone would have asked, I think, that I don't experience the same joy which I was experienced before. So has Baba stopped giving me is my remembrance? My faith is decreased? No, my faith is full. I have full faith I am Baba's child. I'm paying attention on study. I'm studying regularly. I'm keeping my chart. Efforts are more, and it is the feeling is the achievement is less. Is it? You also experience this? And I can see that everybody's head is saying, yes, this is our experience. And so what happens, what sudden subtle change takes place that we begin to look at what we have not received. We begin to focus on what I have to receive. And we just only remember but don't appreciate what I have received. There is a difference between in internally it is a psychology, meaning that I am complaining that I am not having, I don't experience love from Baba. I don't experience that power from Baba. So I'm remembering but with complaint. Remembrance is there, faith is also there that Baba gives. But we forget that it's a different shift takes place. It's not that Baba stops giving. Baba is always loving, as he yesterday is Murli, was so clear Murli about it, that Baba loves all his children, means Baba loves his children, means souls. And then here, when the contrast is there, when we come to Baba, we have this contrast of soul conscious and body conscious. And that contrast immediately gives us the experience, the change is visible. And then we become naturally so, what is climatized in that we forget what was outside. We begin to, it is there. For example, when you come from cold weather and you come when the heating is on, or when you come from hot weather and the atmosphere is cold, you feel very nice. And gradually when you are sitting, then it becomes so natural that you are not having any contrast. So contrast is forgotten, but in fact we are still experiencing that coolness. We are experiencing that freshness that is being in this room. If it is heating, the heating is on, the atmosphere is warm, but contrast is not there. It means that it has become so natural in us, but is this natural appreciation from the heart is not there. And when appreciation is not there, the joy is not there. Before that it was appreciation because we could see. It is, and then shift is taking place because when we are new, we are not only experiencing love from Baba, we are experiencing love from the family as well. The new baby, new child. So for example, this child is born on, this is online child born, online child is born. And all the time is online, so line is on all the time. Others are reminding. Came from newspaper, came from this one. So everyone reminds of your birth time that you are there. And time comes, it becomes so natural, so nobody, others are not reminding you. And we begin to feel that perhaps people are, we become actually, on one side it is intoxication, other side it becomes dependency. And so it's a very subtle way we begin to, we take the praise and support from others and our own inner real support and relationship with Baba is becoming a little bit more, not, I would not say incognito, but it is, we are dependent, then we are dependent on others, the connection becomes loose. And so it's very important that we remain careful that it is not that all the time support is going to happen, is coming from others, will constant support. No. Family is family, then a time comes that everybody is busy in their own. So it's not that they don't respect us, they don't value us. No. It is there, that relationship remains. And then when expectations are there, then we begin to, instead of having relation with this Brahmin family, spiritual relationship, little bit expectations begin to create account of, and then it is, we react. If we are not getting the same attention, if we are not getting the same chances, if we are not getting this what we were receiving as in childhood. But internally, as Baba, they are children, as Baba does not stop giving anything. Baba is constantly giving, and human beings cannot give constantly because they have their limited capacity and they have their other things to do. Just like the mother does not have to show her love to the child, keeping the child in her lap. She would say, now go and play. Then she would give, okay, go and play with, go and study in school. Even when it has become very old, she does not have to care of all things what she was caring childhood. So it's a different way attention is paid. And if we begin to think in the same way what we were being respected or given attention in the childhood, it means we are not becoming mature inside. We are losing our maturity. So spirituality also connected with maturity. And so Baba does not stop giving anything, but maybe the Brahmins not stop, but their attention is changed and they are busy in their own way. So we need to become detached from body, and here the new relations that we created. If we become dependent, then it means expectations are there, and expectations are not fulfilled, then there is dissatisfaction. And when there is dissatisfaction is there, then reaction becomes again, reaction comes from others. So new karmic account is created. Not with any kind of vice, but just this forgetfulness of my one strength, one support is Baba. And as a natural coming together, we are growing individually, but we are supporting each other just with this inspiration or whatever efforts I make. And Baba is, a time comes so that in the beginning, in my own self, progress is visible. Because when the baby is growing, shoe becomes small, clothes number changes. Right? A time comes when the size of my shirt or my shoe does not change. It stopped progress. So before that, in my childhood I thought I'm growing, and then neither the shoe number changes nor the clothes number changes. Does not mean that I have stopped growing. No. So then growth, instead of physical growth, growth is taking place here. You begin to observe things, you begin to learn. So attention, the achievement is coming from the different area. But still, in the same way, then we become busy, and then our sustenance is becoming busy in our own self. There we have to pay attention. When we are doing service, we forget the balance of serving the self, serving others. And so because the appreciation and love, giving and receiving, so then expectations are there, I am not giving, I am only waiting for receiving. So balance is lost. And balance is bliss, or it's not lost, but it is, we become in this aspect careless. And so balance is bliss. And so certainly with blissful life, because that is the truth is that each individual has to walk with his own legs. Others cannot give me their legs. It's not law. I cannot get the wings of somebody else and fly. I have to grow my own wings. So when this is there, then dependency is not there, and you remain naturally with your inner bliss, inner happiness, inner self-respect. Another aspect is important, that I don't have to compare myself with others. Why happiness is lost? We begin to compare ourselves with others. And so that when I begin to compare, I forget that each individual has its own role. As we are individual souls, our role is different. And our role of not only external role, but role of the soul, of how he thinks, what she thinks, what she understands, how the soul expresses, it cannot be the same. And so if I begin to copy others, I lose my natural ability. It means that I want to become somebody else. And that can never happen, because you are you, I am you, I am myself. If I want to become somebody else, so then it means I am neglecting my own self. And in this way, gradually, this is also the reason that happiness disappears. But another aspect is that, okay, we begin to do a lot of service, then enthusiasm is there, and certainly when something is new, others will appreciate and speak about it. And might be you have inspired others, and they start doing better service than you, then Maya comes. You wanted them to progress, and you were very happy, and as they start growing, you want to just chop their head. Jealousy comes in, and that puts us in the prison. And in prison, in bondage, so different kind of bondage then. Jealousy, reactions, gossip. So in this way, we create a new karmic account. And our yoga is less. And karmic means it's not other kind of karma, it's not vikarma, but it is karmic account. And we have to finish our karmic account of the past as well, my own karma with my own self, my karma with matter, my karma with my relatives, my karma with my body, individual karma, collective karma. And so it is so much, Baba says, it is, you are carrying this karmic account from 63 births. And so I have to clear that so much karmic account. And yoga is not so much. And when yoga is not there, service is not with pure intention. So it is, income is not there. Business is very good, but income is not there. I'm very busy, but I'm not earning anything. And sometimes I'm earning a lot. I think that so much I'm doing, no? Everybody knows I'm doing so much. So much responsibility, so much activity, so much contact soul, so much unlimited, every area I am expert. But why I'm not happy? So it is whatever I am achieving. I am achieving praise, I am achieving love, I am achieving attention. But then in fact, what I have to achieve from Baba, that I am not achieving, and there is no power. What I get from others is strawberry. Strawberry means temporary. Very good, no? And it looks very nice. Wonderful praise, but very quickly it goes bad. It does not have strength in it. And so when what I get from Baba, it's coconut. Coconut is very powerful. So coconut is that even if somebody, then when I'm strawberry, no? When I'm saying I'm getting strawberry, it means little bit of praise, happiness, oh so beautiful, you did wonderful, it was amazing, so it very, and then gradually somebody, but it was not good, that person was better than, I just begin to feel that, this happiness is gone. But when a coconut, somebody throws on the stone, right, very high, throws on the floor, the coconut opens with a smile. Right? He open it and it is so clean. So water is this, just water is there, the food is there, the oil is there, everything is there. Coconut has property in it. And it is long, it's long lasting property. And so, this is why coconut is remembered as Shiv Baba. Anywhere in life, any puja, any kind of ceremony, from birth to death, from opening ceremony or any, coconut is worshipped. So it means, like coconut has the three eyes, so when my third eye is open, maybe I get coconut. Understand? And when my only these eyes are open, I am very happy to see this one is saying this, this one is saying this. And so we are achieving only from what it is, happiness coming from others. But we are not receiving that happiness from Baba. The power, yoga power means that so much power is needed. Okay, I am honest. I remember Baba very much. I also pay attention on my study in every aspect. Dharana is also good. Maryadas are also good. But it is still, why it is not happiness? It is earning is there. Baba is giving me all this power, but the amount, for example, I can earn a lot, but past account which I have to clear. I pay for, if example, if I earn 5,000 and I have that 50,000 pounds. So I am earning 5,000. I have to pay debt of 50,000 which I have created or which I have taken from others. Right? If I have taken in different ways, karmic account or created karmic account, I have to pay to them. So okay, I am paying, but I have to store for the future good karma. That I am not doing, that I am doing limited. So I need to do the actions, actually that much earning, that I clear my past vikarma. Vikarma means vicious karma, weak karmas. And so it means action, weak action, sinful action. Somebody asked me, somebody telephoned that please just speak few minutes on the, I will say something on the subject of what is difference between vikarma and sin. So in fact the sin word is separation. Sin means separation. Separation from God. Separation from my own truth. Separation from my original destination, what I was there. And this is actually what separates me, my weaknesses, my forgetfulness, my truth is forgotten from me. So why am I separated from my own original eternal truth? I am truth, deep, pure soul, and that truth which is the power within the soul, I am not using that power. Then I am using the power of matter or power of what I am achieving from others. So internal separation from myself, separation from Baba, separation from my own perfection, defect, weakness comes. Perfection, perfect action. So action becomes filled with defects, weaknesses and vices. And so this vikarma, vicious karma, not only create karmic account with me, vicious karma is creating karmic account with others as well. And that karmic account then result is suffering. Vikarma, which is called sin, sinful action, and then the greatest sin, the most powerful enemy, what is called? Lust is the greatest enemy of all. So any kind of desire, lust not only just this, so all this desire becomes enemy, desire of name, desire of fame, desire of position, desire of being someone very special. So it is making us weak. Our truth is going away. So instead of becoming really honest with my own self, I begin to deceive myself. Instead of staying in self-respect, I begin to depend that somebody else give me respect. So in fact, this is then separation actually brings this wrong action. And when I'm connected with my own truth, there is jahan baap hai, wahan paap nahi hai. Where there is father, there is no sin. This is Baba's words. So there is baap jahan hai. Where the father is there, Hindi word, baap, paap. So what is paap? Separation from baap. And when I am separated from baap, father, I am separated from apne aap. And when I am separated from apne aap, I am separated from all of you. There is no harmony. And then when separation takes place, I become empty, then Maya enters. Today Baba said, if you leave the company, then certainly Maya immediately clears. When you are empty, then Maya comes and fills in. And that Maya is illusion that I get something from others. I am doing, so we begin to do wrong things. And in this way wrong actions connected with so vices. So virtues. About relationship with Baba means virtues, powers I am receiving. And when relationship is broken, changed, then I have the relationship with others based on vices, weaknesses, desires. And then that brings, they are not with pure intention, neither from others nor from myself. So new karmic account is created. So in this way our vikarma means weak karma, vicious karma, and then it is account is created gradually, which I do not know I am creating the account. It is just like the lantern. No, in early days people used to have lantern, and if anything is mixed in the oil, it creates soot. And the soot, the lamp is burning. The lamp, the chimney is becoming dark. The top is becoming filled with soot. But lamp is thinking, I'm burning. I am giving light, but there's no light. So in the same way, mixture of body consciousness, mixture of desires, mixture of influence, attraction, whatever, all these things are there. Then this is result is suffering. So sin makes you suffer, but separation makes you suffer. And relationship with Baba, with Self, makes us happy. So Baba gives it fulfillment, and human beings not give fulfillment, they make it empty. So this is why. So we have to become knowledgeful, blissful, loveful, peaceful, powerful. We don't become full by connection with empty ones. have to have connection. That's the Swabhava says, remember me, not only me, but remember your inheritance. Remember what you were. So remember drama. So all these are the methods to make ourselves full. Then actions are good. Perfection comes. Perfection. Karmatit. Past karma is clear, present karma is also inspiring. Future karma is we are storing now. Perfect action, free from inner defect, free from outer effect. So perfection. I have to look at the clock now. Shanti.
Hello. ता